Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Normally you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon, full of
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
What?
Y'all love that, don't you?
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon. We're in Indianapolis today, Don.
What is it? Naptown?
The Naptown.
Circle
the
City.
Naptown.
Good morning, all of you. Rachel Dolezal.
Yes. What'd you say, black woman.
Yeah. You took the words. I don't. Is she white? Is she black? She's been quoted as saying she is transracial, kind of like transgender, a la Caitlyn Jenner. Is that even possible? Is it even possible? Well, according to some psychologists, yes, it is. Dr. Wendy Walsh told me on CNN last night on my show that during adolescence and college, crucial formative times, her experiences may have taught her that being white was a disadvantage and that being black was better.
And how she can, you know, race isn't a color, it's a culture. And because she acculturated herself, then she can feel black.
Whoa, what?
Hey, Doc.
But that's weird. If you accept it
race
from,
is not
Caitlin,
a...
what? I mean...
The sex
the
change.
The sex is
this,
well...
Race is a color.
She's saying, Jay, she's with you. Walsh says that race is a social construct. Alicia Walters is a founder of Echoing Ida, says it's not possible because Dolezal has no understanding of the black struggle.
She lived her entire life as a white person and then decided one day that, well, because I went to the right school, I understand. I know how black women wear their hair. I know how to use the mannerisms that I can just be a black woman. Having the right hairstyle and knowing our history. Thank you, white people. More people should understand our history. That does not make you black in this country.
Is that what she's doing, Dr. Wendy?
Well, no, I what I hear you saying would be like me as a woman saying, you know, Caitlyn Jenner, you were never sexualized as a young girl. You didn't know what it was like to be go out with all those boys when you were young. You didn't know what it was like to get your period at the wrong time in the wrong place. I'm sorry, Caitlyn Jenner, you're not a woman. Well, I don't take that. Caitlyn Jenner's a woman because she self-identifies as a woman. And it's about who she feels inside. And we're negating the good work that that Rachel has been doing.
What is the good work? I keep hearing that. What is the good work
that she's been doing for the NAACP? And
I haven't seen anything listed.
She's helping black folks there. She's supposedly helping young children, helping people get jobs with housing and all of that.
That's considered good work.
Yeah, but Dolezal says she identifies as black and not African American, and Dr. Walsh says, as a psychologist, that's legit.
You know, do you think when Bruce Jenner said, you know, I am a woman, I feel like a woman, his therapist said, you're lying to me, you're not, I know you have a penis. No, she said, oh, how do you feel about this? What's going on inside? How we self-identify is different from how the world chooses to judge us. And I think judging this woman by how she self-identifies rather than the work that she does and the good that she does in the world is unfair.
People
okay,
are
but
mad
the bottom
at
line
Rachel
is she also lied.
Yeah, that's the thing.
A lot of us lie.
That's the thing.
But that doesn't make it right.
No, but I'm just saying.
But she says saying that she lied is like saying Bruce Jenner lied for 60 years.
He did lie.
That's what she said.
She did lie, too.
But Bruce Jenner wasn't trying to become the president of the NAACP.
That we know of.
But it wouldn't matter if she was a president of the NAACP if she was white, if she just said, hey, I'm white and I want to help black people. Nobody would care.
Exactly.
But after all this discrimination, though, that she has been getting lately, I bet she knows more than ever what it's like to be black now. Jay, you took the words out of my mouth.
She's catching it from both sides, from black and white.
She is.
Wonder how. How is that, man?
Transracial.
Is there something to the fact that you are what you say you are, not what people perceive you to be? You're what you say. That's what it's all about.
And I said, I challenged the doctor. I said,
we
doctor,
do like to categorize people.
You know, what do you can't because people. She said, that's what you are what you say you are. She said, it's not how the world sees you. And I said, well, you know, a lot of people are upset about that, especially women of color who have had to deal with the struggle. She said, well, I hate to say it, but those women are living in the past.
Okay. Yeah. All right, doctor, you can step down and get out.
I'm just, we got some shoes you'd like you to wear.